Do you ever feel like the very people who were supposed to love you the most just left you behind? Do you feel the weight of being forgotten? That is such a heavy burden. It's cold and it's a hollow ache in your chest, isn't it? The pain of that empty chair at the dinner table or the sting of a phone that just doesn't ring anymore. It's that quiet agony of feeling invisible to the people who were supposed to see you, protect you, cherish you. That ache, that deep wound of abandonment, it's not just something that you can shake off. It digs deep and can change how you see yourself, how you see the world, and even how you see God. Abandonment whispers lies that you're not worthy of love, that you're meant to be alone. And that lie, if my own parent could leave me, then there must be something wrong with me. That lie takes root, and I just want to pause and validate that for you. That pain is real. It's profound, and it deserves to be seen. If that's where you are, if you are wrestling with that profound sense of being unwanted, hear me assure you that you are not alone in this. I hope to encourage you today with a powerful promise from Psalm 27:10. Maybe this is the very day that you need to hear today's declaration. God wants me and holds me close. That declaration is powerful because it gives voice to the biblically sound truth that we're going to be reading today. And when you declare it, it has the power to drown out lies about your worth and build your faith in the God who loves you, wants you, and holds you close. If you've ever felt the sting of being left behind, then this message is for you. We're going to talk about what the ache of abandonment is really about, why human love sometimes fails so badly, and what God promises to do when people fail us. My friend, Jesus knows what betrayal feels like, and he promised to be with you always. He's never going to leave you. Never. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad that you're here. I invite you to subscribe if you haven't already and turn on those notifications so you remember to join me each week as I read a few verses from the Bible and then give you a declaration drawn from those verses. Now, I always ask you to say the Bible-based declarations out loud to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to read Psalm 27, verse 10 from the New Living Translation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Do you see the promise of our declaration today in that short yet powerfully healing verse? God wants me and holds me close. Will you please say that out loud? God wants me and holds me close. I could just sit there with that promise. But before we can really grab a hold of the hope God gives us, we have to be honest about why abandonment hurts so much. A parent leaves, a spouse walks out, a friend disappears, and your whole world shatters. The pain can last a lifetime. Emotional abandonment hurts every bit as much as physical abandonment. Having people around you doesn't necessarily keep you from feeling alone, especially when their conditional love teaches the heartbreaking lesson that you're only valuable when you perform. And if you mess up, you risk being cast aside. Maybe you had a parent who provided food and a roof, but was emotionally distant. Or maybe you're in a relationship right now where you feel more like roommates than partners who cherish each other. The reason this happens, the reason that human love can fail so badly, is because it has a limit. We're all just imperfect people bumping into each other with our own hurts and our own fears. The people who hurt you were operating from their own brokenness. Now, that doesn't excuse the pain that they caused you, not at all. But understanding it can help release you from thinking that it was all your fault. That deep ache you feel is actually a clue. It's a sign that you were made by God to be loved by God. My friend, you were designed for God's perfect, unconditional, never-ending love. He created you with a space in your heart that no flawed human being can ever perfectly fill. But God can, and He does. Oh, somebody needs to repeat our declaration, God wants me and holds me close. That promise brings us to this beautiful, rugged psalm from King David, a man who was hunted, betrayed, and faced rebellion from his own family. In the middle of all that fear and anxiety, he wrote about the hope of being held by God. Let's just sit with that for a second. David picks the most foundational human bond there is, a parent's love, and he imagines it breaking when he writes, "Even if my father and mother abandon me," he's presenting the most extreme, unthinkable failure of human love. He's saying, even if the most reliable love on earth fails me, even if the people who gave me life turn their backs, even then, I am not truly alone. Then David pivots to this incredible hope, the Lord will hold me close. The New International Version says, the Lord will receive me. And the good old King James gives the most literal translation of the original language by saying, the Lord will take me up. The original Hebrew word is so beautiful. It's not a reluctant, okay, I guess you can stay. It's an active word. It paints a picture of a loving father seeing his child lost and alone and running to them, scooping them up, and bringing them into the safety and warmth of his home. It's an act of rescue, of adoption. It's God saying, they may have cast you out, but here in my arms, you belong. You have a home. My friend, you were made by God to belong to God. The beautiful promise in Psalm 27:10 changes everything by giving you a new, unshakable identity. Abandonment tries to label you unwanted, but when God takes you in, He calls you beloved child. Your worth is no longer tied to who walked away, but to the one who ran toward you. God provides a constant, unbreakable presence. People get busy, they move, they change priorities, they leave. But God is saying to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You will never, ever face your pain alone. God is the quiet companion in your solitude, the steady hand on your shoulder. When you feel like you can't go on, He welcomes your honest cry. He's not afraid of your doubts or your anger or your pain. God invites you to pour it all out. Pour out your pain, just like David did all over the Psalms. And just like with David, God holds you close. He receives you. He takes you up. And you can be sure He embraces all of you, the messy, broken pieces of you. Now, I have one more important point to make, and I hope you've been encouraged so far. Would you please click or tap the like button? And also be sure to leave a comment. Your engagement helps me reach more people, more than you know, and I bet you know someone who could use a little encouragement today. Okay, so we know that this incredible promise from Psalm 27:10 talks about God being close, but how do we actually live it out? How do we believe we are truly wanted, especially when those old feelings of rejection come knocking? Well, it's a journey. That's for sure. Trust me, I know. It starts with a conscious choice to trust God. Now, I know it's hard to trust when you've been betrayed, but God is trustworthy. You were made by God to be cared for by God. When God created Adam and Eve, He placed them in the Garden of Eden where every single need they had was met. And when they sinned, He sacrificed an animal and gave them clothing to cover their shame. He took care of them at their best and at their worst. He also takes care of you. Entrust your pain to God. Pitch it to Him. The Bible invites us to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. That word cast is a forceful action. It's like taking a heavy bag off your shoulders and flinging it onto someone much stronger. Every day, maybe every hour, you can say, God, this is too heavy for me. I give it to You. And you will find that He truly does care. And His shoulders are broad enough to carry it all. When that wave of loneliness hits, you can intentionally pivot your thoughts. Remind yourself, even out loud, I feel alone, but God wants me and holds me close. Take every painful thought captive and declare the truth of God's word over those painful thoughts. God wants me and holds me close. Make Psalm 27:10 your personal declaration. Write it down, put it on your mirror, and when that ache of abandonment washes over you, you declare it and you retrain your brain and your heart to believe God's report over the report of your pain. Maybe consider taking a selfie. Take it right now and look at yourself and say, God wants me and holds me close. It's true. No matter how you feel, no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, you were made by God to be loved by God. God knit you together in your mother's womb, and He's wanted you since before He created you. You were made by God to belong to God. People will reject you. They will. The sting of abandonment hurts, and it's going to happen. But you are not alone, and you will never be alone. Just cry out to God. He is close to the brokenhearted. You were made by God to be cared for by God. This journey from abandonment to belonging, it's a process, but you don't have to walk it alone. In fact, I am excited to announce that I'm going to be teaching a live, interactive online Bible study via Zoom very soon, and I would love for you to be a part of it. Be sure to watch the next video for how to sign up. I'm excited to finally get to meet you face to face. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much. Really, for all of the Psalms, they are so full of intense emotion. God, and when we're aching, when we're hurting, we can just lift up the book of Psalms and pray it out loud. I have many times. And this one, Lord, even if my father and my mother abandon me, God will hold me close. God, I thank You for that promise. You hold us close. You are close to the brokenhearted. Lord God, You have us engraved, it says in the scripture, in the palm of Your hand. Father, I thank You that You understand through Your Son Jesus, You understand the pain of betrayal, the pain of being abandoned, left, run away from even. And yet, God, You made sure that before Jesus ascended into heaven after He was resurrected and conquered death in the grave, He said, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. And so, Father, we hold on to that promise today that when we feel alone, when we are abandoned, we can remember that You are with us and You love us and You say that we belong. You adopted us into Your family as Your children. And You care for us. You care for every single need that we have. And so we thank You. And we ask, Father, to feel the peaceful presence that You can settle over our spirits when we set our minds and our eyes and we focus on You instead of those that have hurt us, God. Help us to be thankful for what we do have and look to you. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today. And if this message has encouraged you, would you please click or tap that like button? And also please share this with someone that you know whose heart has been broken by abandonment. It could be the very reminder they need today that they are seen, known, and deeply loved by their Heavenly Father who will never abandon them. A good video to watch next is the one that I did about casting your anxieties on God. Just click the thumbnail that you're going to see on the right side of your screen and do tell a friend what you learned today, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.